Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the tradition of making gingerbread houses started in Germany? Well, it did. Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Saturday edition of the One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. In the early 1800s, according to certain researchers, the first gingerbread houses were the result of the well-known Grimm story tale, Hans and Gretel. As an architectural style, the gingerbread house was coined by American tourists visiting Haiti in the 1950s. History says tourists appreciated the style, which was similar to the Victorian era built in the U.S. Well, what is a gingerbread house? Well, we know what the dessert is and maybe how cute it got that schools kind of concentrated on gingerbread houses, but what is a gingerbread house architecturally? What build is that? Well, this delicious term refers to a Victorian home with ornate architectural embellishments that typically include scroll work, which is woodwork so fine it resembles lace, barge board, a trim, usually curved, that hangs under the gable roof, and turned columns, which is a sculptural carved wood post that supports the porch of the gingerbread house. According to Realtor.com, these homes can sell from $139,000 in Maine to $1 million in California, with many of them built in the 1800s. I bet none of these gingerbread houses were built with graham crackers. Well, there you have it. Thus, the gingerbread house. I wanted to share that with you because I had been researching the gingerbread house, and I was going to bring this information to you before Christmas, but, well, we didn't make it, and that's okay. I thought I would give you this information tonight as we preview our Monday show. So please join us on Monday night at 7:30 for the One Designer, Two Ideas End of Year Recap Show. It is our first. We have been on the air bringing you tips, helpful tips to hopefully reclaim your space in your homes and love on your homes again since June. And I really do love redesign. I think I've told that to you guys so many times. I love redesign, and I love helping people fall in love with their homes all over again. So please join us to hear more on Monday night. Well, this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the decor short may be short in time, it will never be short on substance. Thank you for listening to us tonight. We'll see you Monday. Good night, all. One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, "There is no place like home." I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show.